WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to more than a dozen local law enforcement officers, 9 rescue units, search dogs, and helpful citizens, an autistic teen who had gone missing was found last night. According to College Station Police, the family and neighbors had begun their own search of the neighborhood in South College Station 2 hours before contacting police just before 7 p.m. After a reverse 911 message was sent out, a citizen called who saw the 17-year-old now out in the county along Bird Pond Road. College Station fire personnel safely recovered the child just before 9:30. The Bryan City Council has announced a special meeting to consider an appeal by homeowners who don't want an apartment complex in their neighborhood.
Instead of April 11th, the appeals this Wednesday regarding the proposed Bristol Village Apartments near 29th and Villa Maria behind Hillier Funeral Home off Bristol. On March 2nd, there were 30 public speakers at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing. Many of the opponents brought up additional drainage in an already flood-prone part of town. Staff planner Stephanie Dolan said that would not be addressed unless the project's approved.
Then the applicant will go through the site plan requirements. They will come to the city of Bryan, and they will be required to address issues related to capacity of utilities and water and sewer, flooding. All of those things will be addressed at the time of site plan.
City staff continues to recommend approval of the apartments, which are located in the city's recently approved Health and Wellness District near CHI, St. Joseph Health Center. Wednesday's appeal to the council starts at 5:30 in City Council Chambers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Much attention has been placed in the Texas legislature recently on placing a further cap on how much property taxes can be increased in cities and counties. College Station City Councilman James Benham on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he doesn't have a problem with setting a reasonable limit.
In running a software business for 16 years, I found the adage that projects expand to the budget they're allowed. And governments left unchecked will expand to whatever limits that people allow them to expand to.
Benham says he's heard from homeowners who have legitimate complaints about their property taxes.
My neighbor's houses are selling like hotcakes. I don't want to move. My taxes are so high that I can't afford to live in my home of my childhood. And Scott, that's just wrong.
You're right.
That's just wrong on so many levels.
Benham says in principle, he supports limiting government's ability to constantly increase revenue. The state legislature's savings account, known by many as the Rainy Day Fund, may be going in part towards higher education in the next budget. That was among comments this week by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, the vice chairman of the House Higher Ed Committee, on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I can tell you that it's not going to be a fantastic year for higher ed, but we're trying our best to keep it as close to funding as we did last time.
Rainey, who is also on the House Appropriations Committee, says $2.5 billion would be set aside for higher ed.
We're willing to do that. I'm not sure that the Senate is willing to take any money out of that fund, but it is actually for a time when we need to have a slowdown in the economy.
Rainey says the goal is to keep $8 billion in what's officially called the state's Economic Stabilization Fund. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8 at 67 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, it's 8:09, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure east of the area, bringing us lots of warm weather today and tomorrow. Developing sunshine today, breezy with a high of 85 this afternoon. Clear tonight, we remain mild, lows near 60. Sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow with highs around 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be 60 to 65. It'll be partly sunny Wednesday. There could be an isolated shower. Highs Wednesday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's the Infomaniacs. It's 810. You're in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer, Brian in Navasota. All right, so if you weren't with us last hour, we found out that there's something called the false hope syndrome. All right. When hope meets reality, the commitment to change often collapses. If I knew it was going to be that hard, I wouldn't have done that.
We did have someone text in about the roads. Okay. And I think they made of this might shed some light on the issue.
Good.
They said they will have to come up with a traffic control plan to shut down one lane at a time, as that type of repair will take a good bit more time. The previous years, droughts followed by heavy rains have taken a toll on the roads. He says they'll have to core the road to find out how to repair the subsoil. Also, that testing can take weeks at a time.
Okay.
Or a week at times.
Again, I just...
And then someone else said, I'd like to know why they didn't use the additional 18 hours to improve or compact the soil.
Yeah. And again, don't know.
Instead of finishing early.
Don't know if they had to do some add something to the soil or compact it more. I'm not sure exactly what the problem was. But now, and what's it called? Bumpy road syndrome? Or what?
No, not last hope syndrome.
No.
Bumpy road syndrome.
I know. Let me find you.
BR, because I wrote down BRP.
Yep,
is that
we've
right?
got bad ride problems.
That's it, bad ride problem.
Or which the potential for what they describe as additional pavement failures.
Yeah, see.
Like, what happens when pavement just straight up fails?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means it breaks, I'm betting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So we got that to look forward to.
Yay.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So there is a 2,500-year-old memory trick that science says really can turn you into a real-life brainiac with a memory as good as any mental athlete. It is called the Method of Loci. Now, it is a method anybody can learn. It appears to reshape your neuronal network in your brain, essentially bulking up your brain's memory network the same way that lifting weights at the gym would bulk your body up. Okay, Washington Post said the method is one of the oldest known cognitive strategies, and it involves associating random pieces of abstract information with things that are familiar to you visually or spatially. Helps those random pieces stick better in your memory. For instance, to memorize a list of numbers, you can visualize yourself walking through a familiar house and assigning each number to an object. For instance, 0 could be the handle on the entrance door. 1 is that hat rack that's over there. And then work your way through. The new study by researchers in U.S. America and the Netherlands compared ordinary people with 23 of the top scorers in the World Memory Championships.
They'll
be on ESPN next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The researchers were surprised, in fact, to learn that the structure of the memory athletes' brains was not very different from those of just regular folk.
Memory athletes.
Yeah. For the second part of the testing, some of these ordinary people were given training in this method of memory memory conditioning, I guess.
Okay.
Their memories not only improved right away, they continued to have better memories 4 months later. In addition, brain imaging showed that volunteers who learned the method of loci developed connective patterns in their brain that resembled the brains of the memory athletes. So again, you go through a familiar house and you associate the number or the thing that you need to learn with something that you're familiar with in that house. And that way you kind of mentally walk through the house, and you're able to do that.
Like an association
sort
of thing.
And that has made me quite often wonder, I forget the name of the show. It's a show on HBO where they actually talk about comedy. Okay, David Steinberg, who is a producer, talks to comedians about their comedy. But one of the things I have never heard them discuss is, do you memorize your act? You know, or do you just draw from greatest hits in your head? Now you have new material, and some people expect you to do here's your sign or whatever, or for Jim Gaffigan to do Pop-Tarts or whatever he does.
Hot Pockets,
that's it. But how do you memorize what you're going to do in your act? Because they put together 50 minutes worth of stuff.
It's a lot, yeah.
I've always kind of wondered that myself.
Yeah, and he has never, I've never heard that discussed, and it would be interesting to hear what they had to say, is what the process is, and maybe it's that. Maybe it's a...
Do you wonder, you know, I mean, musicians and artists, singers, they sing those songs so many times that it eventually just becomes,
right,
you know, part of their memory, and that's how they do
but
concerts.
But what if you're doing new material?
So right.
That you've only done maybe seven or eight times, and then you're out there standing in front of people who've paid a lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's also the other thing. You know, when Jerry Seinfeld walks out, you laugh because you paid a hell of a lot for that ticket, and you're going to laugh.
Yeah.
You don't wait for him to make you laugh. You just laugh. All right, so back in January, Hasbro announced they were going to be some big changes going on in the Monopoly game pieces. Some of the classics were going to get kicked out and be replaced by new ones. And they put the whole thing to a vote. So here are the results. The three classic tokens are out and got three new ones. Monopoly officially getting rid of the thimble, the wheelbarrow, and the boot. Giving the boot the boot.
The boot's getting the boot.
So the new tokens, replacing them will be a T-Rex, a rubber ducky, and a penguin.
Really?
All animals?
Yeah, good point.
One that doesn't even exist anymore?
That means the old school pieces that managed to get enough votes to survive, the Scotty Dog, the Top Hat, the car, the cat, and the battleship. I think the cat really has only been around for about 5 years anyway.
And now you've got a dog, iron. A cat, a dinosaur, a duck.
Yeah, you're right. We're covered up with animals
penguin?
In there. There
That's
were
so weird.
Dozens of options for new tokens, and the fact that people voted in three fairly basic animal options showed not quite are the people ready to push the Monopoly game maybe into the modern times. Hasbro thought maybe they would, because I think we discussed it when
like
they...
Like a hashtag symbol.
Right. When they started the balloting, we thought that there would be thumbs up, sunglasses, Vespa scooter, monster truck, cell phone, TV, NASCAR, race car.
I mean, some of that stuff, though, I mean, obviously, I think it's a good thing it didn't get voted in, because how long is a hashtag thing going to be a thing? You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
sure.
20 years from now, people aren't still going to be saying, hashtag Monopoly. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
probably a good thing. But I also kind of think, weren't the original pieces, didn't they, again, I might be telling tales out of school here, but weren't the original pieces, don't they have something kind of to do with the idea of money and Monopoly and things like that? Like, a wheelbarrow or like a boot, you
okay.
know?
Okay, well, I'm thinking of a cannon. I'm not sure how a cannon works. And it could well be.
Right.
It could very well be. I'm not exact. Well, if only there were a way.
I know, I was going to say.
Okay, so one of y'all can do that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we have breaking news, I think. Yep, here we go. Scientists have finally explained why all your best nights out with your buddies involve drinking 15 beers. A new study from the University of Pittsburgh found that men need alcohol to have a good time when they're hanging out, and women don't. Okay. The main reason? Men are too embarrassed to show emotions, even happiness. But after they've been drinking, they smile more, they're less inhibited. Hold my beer. And they have a better time, and they feel closer to their friends. Women don't need alcohol to show their emotions, so they can have fun and bond without it. So, Chelsea, why do you drink?
Yeah. I'm like, maybe this
reasons.
Is a further point that I am more like a boy
well,
than a girl.
But you're not. See, that's the thing.
I know.
It's not. But I think that probably makes sense. That
it does, yeah. I would
lower
think so,
your
too.
Inhibitions. And so,
I think
result,
bachelorette parties are still going to include a lot of alcohol.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
But
without a doubt. Okay. In the meantime, so there's so many fine craft breweries now that some of them are trying to get attention with strange ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Just past few years, we've seen beers made out of Wheaties, Oreos, Ben and Jerry's. Also, I think Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
How about this, though, for a weird gimmick to get people excited?
I haven't heard Hi-C in a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess it's still out there. Remember that stuff? You
yeah.
just drink that. Did you, now, are you so young that it came in a bottle rather
yes.
than a can?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I didn't. High C came in a can.
Okay.
Had that little can opener.
What was, Sunny D.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about, too. Oh, man. Yeah, that's right. I've got one.
High C used to come in the juice boxes. Right. That's what I would drink out, I think, most. And then Sunny D came in those little plastic bottles.
Oh, yeah. One of my kiddos who's a little bit older than you, I mean, that was all he wanted to drink.
Yep.
Just loved that Sunny D.
Yeah.
Not sure if it's good for you or not. But man, that was popular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Stone Brewing Company in San Diego has just created a new beer called Full Circle Pale Ale that's made of sewage water.
Oh, stop.
Yep. Matter of fact, America already has a beer
made out of sewage water
with that flavor. It's called Miller. Oh, no. I'm kidding. Anyway, the people at Stone Brewing swear that the water has been treated so that it's safe to drink. And we were talking about this with Carl Mooney 2 weeks ago, that the city of Wichita Falls had to do that, that they had to actually recycle their water for drinking purposes, not gray water, not to water the athletic fields. I mean, they had to drink that. And again, I think last summer that happened. So they swear it's safe to drink. They want to make sure that they're environmentally friendly in the future. And so,
and they're probably charging more for it.
Yeah, you're right. That's the other thing.
It's probably cheaper to make. Well, I don't know, because they have to filter it or treat it. But because it's eco-friendly, we can slap on an extra couple bucks.
Here's the deal. It hasn't gone on sale yet.
Ugh.
But what's perfect is that they've promoted it ahead of time. They got people thinking about it now.
I'm going to think about not drinking it.
I think that's probably right.
I think it's going to register in my brain when I see it in the store.
Pale ale.
Don't buy that one.
Is that the deal? Is that what they do? You put that in front of somebody.
I feel like
let them
buy
drink
it as like a gag gift. Yeah.
There. Could
Happy
do that.
Birthday, Bob.
How's that sewer water taste?
How's that six pack?
Okay, NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal has declared that he agrees with Cleveland player Kyrie Irving that the earth is flat.
Uh-oh.
Shaq revealed that he believes the earth is flat when he's asked to comment on Irving's flat earth views during a recent episode of his podcast. Shaq said, "When I drive from Florida to New York, flat. New York to Seattle, flat. Seattle down to L.A., flat."
He doesn't drive anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There's not a car big enough for him to do that.
I don't know.
Caller.
He did some car commercials.
Caller. Hello?
Hey, isn't all beer made from sewer water?
Well,
I mean, technically
that's probably right.
Go back far enough and the water's...
They're trying to sell it on the fact that it's made from sewage water.
Reminding you. Just so that you know that. Okay, so anyway, some unwilling to believe that Shaq intended to be taken seriously pointed out his reputation as a prankster and suggested that he might have been joking. Others argued that, judging from his tone and the manner in which he elaborated his argument, the former NBA player was dead serious. Okay. He's a San Antonio boy, you know.
All right.
When it was mentioned that that we have satellite imagery of the Earth, Shaq said satellite imagery can be drawn and made up.
Yep.
Fake news. Yeah, he also dismissed all this stuff about gravity. Yeah, right. Well, the thing, he's really an interesting guy.
He is.
I'd love to know how much money he gets paid for doing those Gold Bond commercials.
Right.
Or the general insurance.
Yeah.
He's also got Icy Hot.
That's right.
Icy Hot patches.
See, and
he did do car commercials for a little bit, too.
For a little bit. But the deal is, especially with the powder, because he's been doing that a long time, and Icy Hot, because he's been doing that a long time, is it must work because they keep paying him.
Yep.
The Buick commercials, not so much, I don't think, but nonetheless. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Coors Light, Miller Lite, Miller Beer, all those beers, they're all made from Joe Pool Lake Water.
Okay. Take your word for that.
All right.
So, there. All right, so, I got to go find this. We got audio of Donald Trump doing a Pizza Hut commercial.
Oh, sweet.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Back in the day.
We'll find that in the next half hour. That should be cool. Georgia cops are looking for a woman accused of trying to start a food fight. Clayton County Police say the suspect got upset because there wasn't enough salt on her fries at her Zaxby's restaurant that she went to. That's when she allegedly threw food at the employees and punched the cash register screen.
Wow.
Woman has some anger issues.
It's an appropriate response. Yeah.
Cops say she also launched a slew of profanities at workers before storming out. Police reviewing the security video. Ma'am, you know there's security video, or at least you should have known that if you didn't.
Yeah.
And you may sure find out soon before it's all over. So this could be kind of a fun dream job. Getting paid to sleep in China. A dietary supplement company in Shanghai hiring professional sleepers. They'll pay them $14,400 a year, which I guess is pretty good over there.
Well, all you're doing is sleeping, sure.
Yeah, successful candidates will test the supplements and provide a comprehensive report on the effects. So what, you take the supplement and you go to sleep?
And say how good your sleep was?
Yeah.
Or if you were able to fall asleep or not fall asleep?
Pretty good.
Yes, that's so far it does.
And you could probably still have a regular day job.
Yep, you
so
could.
It's just
you're
like
right.
An extra $14,000.
Big popular park in Beijing. They have a toilet paper problem. People are using too much or maybe just pulling a bunch off and taking it with them?
With them? Is it that expensive over there?
Well, either way, things have gotten so bad that park officials have installed special toilet paper dispensers that scan faces. Tourists now must allow the machine to scan their face before dispensing a 2-foot serving.
Is this like an amusement park?
It says a big popular park. So I don't know if it's amusement or just like a city park.
How bizarre.
The software will deny the same person toilet paper within 9 minutes of the first scan. Average daily consumption of toilet paper at one of the public parks reduced to from 20 rolls a day to 4 rolls a day. So it's working. But still, scan your face so you can get a 2-foot.
I didn't realize that. So how much did they spend on face scanners versus extra rolls of toilet paper?
Yeah. And how's that work? Well,
like face scanners, that's a pretty intense piece of technology.
I would think so.
And surely the inventor of the facial recognition system probably had this in mind whenever he made it.
Yeah, exactly. Security to the highest level for the most important things, including toilet paper.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. It pays to be the CEO. Executive pay raises are back in style amid a surging stock market. Median pay for the CEOs of 104 of the biggest U.S. companies jumped 6.8% for fiscal 2016 to $11.5 million, on track to set a post-recession record. Vodafone has reached a deal to merge most of its Indian operations with the country's third largest mobile operator, Idea Cellular. The planned combination would create India's largest wireless network operator with almost 400 million customers and bolster Vodafone's position in one of the world's fastest growing telecom markets. It's the first day of spring, meaning Dairy Queen is offering free ice cream cones. For your free cone, Dairy Queen will ask for a donation for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Over the past 32 years, Dairy Queens have raised more than $120 million for those hospitals. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new view of the human body. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. PET scans, MRIs, and most other medical imaging technologies reveal anatomy. PET scans show hot spots of activity where cells are burning the most sugar. That makes them important for revealing fast-growing cancer cells and studying disease processes. But until now, PET scans imaged just thin sections of the body. In the journal Science Translational Medicine, UC Davis biomedical engineer Simon Cherry and his colleagues describe a full-body PET scanner.
And we can potentially essentially get the image of the whole body in something like about 30 seconds. The other important point is because we're collecting a lot more signal, we can get a much higher quality image as well.
Cherry says many processes and diseases involve multiple systems and tissues. The new scanner will let scientists study these interactions throughout the body for the first time. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now.
Every day, we hear how rapidly tech is impacting our lives. But to put it into perspective, let's look at the top five things we don't do anymore because of today's technology. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. At number five on our list, remember when every mother gave their daughter change for a payphone just in case a date went bad? Today, no one carries change, and no one can even find a payphone. Speaking of phones, remember 411? Today's operator must be the loneliest person in town. At number three, dropping off a roll of film and waiting for the prints to arrive. One-hour photo processing centers were a major breakthrough. Video stores and VHS tapes are at number two. And speaking of television, remember must-see TV? While no one under the age of 20 would believe this, not long ago, we actually scheduled our nights around the times our favorite shows were on the air. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson. Exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has moved up the date to consider an appeal of a proposed apartment complex near CHI St. Joseph Health Center.
The council's announced a special meeting this Wednesday to decide whether to overturn a Planning and Zoning Commission decision granting a special use permit for 69 apartments that would be built behind Hillier Funeral Home off Bristol near 29th and Villa Maria. City received appeal notices from four residents who live within 200 feet. City staff continued to support the apartments. During the March 2nd P&Z meeting, staff planner Stephanie Dolan brought up a traffic impact analysis.
I will note that the study was done over the summer, so one can say that the Blinn College students may not have been there, and that, of course, would have a big difference on a traffic impact analysis. But I do want to note that the study did confirm that, regardless, the proposed multifamily development would actually have less of an impact on traffic than some of the other uses that are currently allowed by right on the subject property.
City staff also brought up the developer agreeing to additional landscaping and meeting signage and lighting requirements. City's background information does not address neighborhood drainage issues raised by opposing homeowners because that's not taken up until there's a site plan review. Wednesday's special meeting starts at 5:30 at City Council Chambers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
One person died and five others were injured following a two-car crash in Bryan early Saturday morning. The wreck was on Texas at Garden Acres between Broadmoor and Brookside. Police report a southbound car failed to stay in their lane and struck a northbound car. A passenger in the southbound car, 28-year-old Victoria McGowan, was killed. The driver of the southbound car was treated at a local hospital and released. The driver and three passengers in the northbound car were admitted to the hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. A week ago, the longtime director of the local economic development agency announced he is stepping down at the end of the year. The resignation of Todd McDaniel at Research Valley Partnership, according to College Station City Councilman James Benham, provides an opportunity to turn a new page.
And I'm looking forward to seeing us bring some leadership in that will encourage a much closer relationship with Texas A&M and bringing A&M officially back into the fold again, because as you know, A&M pulled out of any involvement with the RVP.
Benham on WTAW's The Infomaniac says this could lead to the return of one central organization. Another difference in opinion between the Texas House and Senate is paying for higher education. The vice chairman of the House Higher Education Committee, John Rainey of Bryan, is also on the Appropriations Committee.
We have passed out of our committee today House Bill 2, which is supplemental, which does take $2.5 billion out of the rainy day fund.
Rainey on WTAW's The Infomaniac is not sure the Senate will use any of the money set aside from what's officially known as the state's Economic Stabilization Fund. He says the goal is to keep $8 billion in the rainy day fund. And thanks to favorable weather, FM 60 by Easterwood Airport reopened 18 hours ahead of schedule. The highway was closed during spring break at the site of the new interchange with FM 2818. The Bryan TxDOT District Office is advising motorists there are bumps on the new pavement and the potential for more problems. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 66 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
Check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
We'll start out with clouds this morning. They'll give way to sunshine. It'll be breezy and warm, courtesy of high pressure in the Gulf to our east. Temperatures up to about 85 this afternoon. Not bad for the first day of spring. It'll be clear overnight, 60. We'll have sunny, breezy, warm weather tomorrow, 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Partial sun, the risk of a shower for Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just a little spring music this morning. Just thought I'd do that since NPR is not going to be around anymore and you won't be able to hear it there.
So happy first day of spring.
That's exactly right. Mr. Downs came in to celebrate with us today for the first day of spring. He's wearing...
You want to listen to that? Is that what you want to listen to?
Well, it's nice.
Yeah, there. He wore his St. Patrick's Day shirt today.
I wore my St. Patrick's Day tie the other day.
Oh, okay.
I had 500 to choose from, after all.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
That's the weirdest thing I've ever done. Okay. And that's in a lifetime of doing weird stuff, man.
Yeah.
On eBay, for those of you just now tuning in, I found an offer for 500 ties for $40.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, so
were they clean?
Were
they clean?
Yeah. Well, for we went through the first 100 quick. It's unusual how quickly you get tired of going through that.
I can imagine.
We found about 2-3 that looked like they'd been worn before, but the rest of them,
really?
Some even had the sales tag on them and everything, and it was, you know, it was, if ever there was a enough of this lightness and frivolity.
Yeah.
I wasn't even using my NPR voice.
No, that's all right.
Well, several still had tags on them.
Yeah.
And so it was it was just, you know, there were actually some silk ties and some designers. And
but what are they? Do they look
some
okay?
Some absolute crap, yeah.
I was going to say.
It was literally every possible thing.
It was like a grab bag quality. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes they're really good. Sometimes not so much.
Yeah. I was just reading about this guy that...
But if you get two good ties out of there, you're ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it really for a station promotion.
Okay.
For Father's Day.
Yeah.
500 ties to one lucky dad.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I like it.
So okay. I was reading this about Lawrence Montaigne that you were telling me about, the Star Trek actor. Mm-hmm. So let me just give you the headlines here, okay?
Chelsea, are you listening?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
All right,
I'm here.
Okay. Lawrence Montaigne dies. Star Trek Vulcan was 86. Okay, first of all, he was not really a Vulcan. That's a fictional character.
Yeah.
All right. Lawrence Montaigne.
But Tom
dies.
Hanks was in space. Tom Hanks told us that Houston had a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Star Trek Vulcan 86. Lawrence Montaigne dead. Star Trek actor who nearly replaced Leonard McCoy in Star Trek was 86. Star Trek remembering Lawrence Montaigne. Star Trek Vulcan was 86. Let's see. Hollywood Reporter. Star Trek actor who nearly replaced. Here's Wikipedia.
Oh.
Lawrence Montaigne dies. Star Trek Vulcan was 86. He appeared in 2 Star Treks and only one as a Vulcan. I was just reading. He had
big star.
4 lines.
Really?
4 lines.
Yeah.
And every line in his every headline in his obituary is it was
star.
He was even a Marine,
not actor.
Wow.
So really?
Yeah.
Star.
Star.
Mm.
Sorry.
So who you betting on for a Dancing with the Stars? Speaking of stars. Notice how I segued right into
nice.
That.
Nice.
That was good. That was completely unprepared for that.
Because probably Beyonce's backup dancer.
Okay. That's why I have fun with this show, is I bring people in here, I ask them questions. They had no idea they were going to need to answer.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Just say Erica Jane.
Okay.
You know, Erica Jane is probably, I think that's where the smart money's going to be this
You think
time.
So?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well. Charo is going to be dancing.
Really? Oh.
She's going to throw a hip out about the second week.
Yeah.
Well, now that Lawrence Montaigne has passed away, I don't think he has much of a chance.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, he's a Vulcan.
And a Marine.
Yeah,
Marine. How about Simone Biles, though, you know, and Nancy Kerrigan?
I know.
Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah.
She's back on both feet again?
Yeah. I was saying they ought to have somebody come out with a...
No, they should not.
All right.
Boy, you're talking about a case of PTSD. She's a figure skater. And somebody came at her with a bat and banged her up. Good.
Yeah. They really are doing more of a job of like picking people with dancing skills. And I don't know if that's because people actually like to see good dancing on the show.
Well, they had good Governor Goodhair, Secretary Goodhair
right.
on there. And he wasn't so good.
I know, but now it's like more and more you're seeing. I mean, there's this girl who was Beyonce's backup dancer.
Yeah.
There's an Olympic gymnast. Erica Jane is a performer. And then you've also got Nancy Kerrigan, who's a figure skater.
And so eventually we're going to have all the America's Got Talent people who have actually won singing contests
or something.
Someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this one of those things, if you dance really nice, they turn a chair around or something?
They have judges.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a singing show.
And you can't, how would they know?
What is that singing show?
The Voice. The Voice.
That's where the chairs are. I saw it at CC's the other day when I went through with the grandkids.
Get this.
Okay.
24-year-old... taken to the hospital after passengers found him on the A train. He was dead. This is the 4th person found dead on a New York subway train in recent weeks.
Wow.
None of them suspicious. None of them suspicious.
Oh.
Except for the fact
I beg your pardon.
4 of them.
Yeah.
And that he's dead.
And 24 years old.
Just
sitting
saying.
In a... I mean, I assume he was standing and not hanging from a...
I think he was probably things, probably sitting,
Probably looked asleep. People sleep on those things all the time.
Yeah. Maybe he was just sleeping soundly.
That's right, yeah.
Pining for the fjords, for those of you who are
well,
big.
Well, who's the person that finally pokes him and says, hey, man...
Are you dead or what?
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay.
How long could you stay on a train dead before somebody discovers you?
Well, till the end, for sure. Yeah. Till the end of the line.
Till you're dead.
Bum, bum, bum.
Thank you.
Did they give a... Did they give a cause of
death? No, they just said not unusual
circumstances. Fake news, I'm calling it fake news.
All right. But
yeah, I need to order an autopsy.
What else were we talking about that you thought was fake news this morning? Oh, the blue and the pink thing.
Blue and the pink. I think somebody's
Ben
just
is skeptical
setting
this about
it. Skeptical. I think they're just loading up a few websites
but
here and
came,
there.
But it came from NPR, so it must
be. It's got to be true.
Yeah, of course.
And NPR.ru.
Well, and the articles I found were from years ago. It's not like this is new news.
Right, exactly. It just shows how many things that are out there that we don't know anything about.
I'm sorry. That's
Brad's just giggling at my NPR.ru.
We heard that. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
So do you want to talk some more about the road?
No, I'm
okay.
fine.
Okay, all right.
Because, you know, Scott, really, especially for people from our generation, the road really goes on forever.
And the party never ends.
Thank you. All right, we got that going.
You know, you guys gave me pause last week, and I didn't, and now that I've cut the claws on them, no. You
Thank
guys
you.
Gave me P-A-U-S-E, pause last
yeah, we
week,
got
and
it.
it really got me thinking, you know, the whole 5-minute rule that you were discussing
mm-hmm.
last week, because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
there. I think that there need to be what was the general discussion if it was
that it depends on the surface it falls on.
Right.
Yeah, I think it depends on the context as well. Because I remember there was a time when I was going to Washington and I was wearing my eyeglasses on my head back when before I had bionic eyes.
Right.
I had
uh-huh.
Eyeglasses on my head.
Mm-hmm.
And my reading glasses accidentally fell off onto the floor in the men's room at the Houston Intercontinental Airport.
Okay.
And that was a moment.
Uh-huh.
Do I just remain blind for the next 2 or 3 days, or do I just go ahead and, pardon the expression, bite the bullet and put those things back on again? So I drew my line. I think if I were to drop my iPhone on the floor of the men's room in the Houston Intercontinental Airport,
I
might just leave it there.
Oh.
Wow. No, you wouldn't.
So. But wouldn't you go find some alcohol wipes someplace?
Boy,
look,
it's an emergency fire hose. Quickly.
Excuse me.
I need to borrow this to wash off my eyeglasses.
How many other things do you get near or come in contact with that are?
I'm just saying. I think there's a lot more context in that 5-second rule because I mean I wasn't going to eat those glasses again, but I just didn't even want them within 10 feet of me.
How
anymore,
often have you been eating your glasses anyway?
Yeah,
is
I
the
know.
Question.
I just didn't even want them anymore. It was like they had done me wrong or something by falling off there. So I think there's context.
Yeah,
there's context.
So did you go help out with the Beauty and the Beast $170 million opening in U.S. America?
No, mm-hmm. no.
Okay.
No, we probably will make it through there. We didn't this weekend because we had the grandkids.
Uh-huh.
But we saw Logan and we saw, I don't know, some other very memorable motion picture.
Clearly.
What was that movie?
I don't know. I have no clue. I wasn't
no
there.
Idea what
yeah,
it was,
yeah, you didn't ask me to show up.
I'm
I
sorry.
Know.
I apologize. Okay.
Logan was good, though, wasn't it?
Logan actually was really good.
Real weighty, real heavy.
I was surprised.
This is the Hugh Jackman movie?
Hugh Jackman and what? Here it is. Beauty and the Beast showed 21 times on Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah, I saw Kong Skull Island. That was what it was.
Did you?
Yeah. It's, you know,
how was John Goodman in that?
You don't care.
No, you're right.
Back in July, I introduced you to Bryanite Melissa Ruffino and talked about her battle with leukemia and the new ray of hope that she had after receiving a bone marrow stem cell transplant from a 21-year-old, Krissa Sagona, from New York. Well, what I want you to know and what Melissa wants you to know is that this story continues to be a happy one. Melissa was diagnosed in October of 2014.
What they were basically showing me is that when you hit 24 months without your cancer coming back after a transplant, that the chances of it ever coming back are slim to none. And the research just shows that if it were to come back, it would be incredibly rare.
So gift of life, it is real to Melissa Ruffino.
Absolutely, 100%. So I got to call my donor, Krissa, in New York, and just kind of be like, hey, so you saved a life. You can absolutely add that to the to your resume of life, the reasons you should get into heaven.
And a little less than a year ago, April of last year, Melissa met Krissa at a restaurant in New York.
And so we walk in, and Chris and I just kind of said hello. I mean, I had dreamed and prayed for this girl for the past year, and God bless her. I mean, she didn't know me at all, so I didn't want to come off too strong, but her mom was there and my mom, and they just both embraced and just started crying. I mean, I think they both understood. One, you know, couldn't believe that that's where she was, and the other mom just couldn't begin to understand what my mom had gone through. So just these two women who have this common bond forever. One daughter saved another daughter, and we've since seen them. We went to New York this past Christmas and just kind of met with them, and we've had the best time. I mean, they feel like family. And we always joke that I'm now more blood related. I'm more blood related to Krissa than I am to my own parents at this point. But just the simple act of her donating, I mean, I don't even think that she knew. And she said that this experience has been so amazing that even some people in her life have now signed up for it because they can't believe what kind of experience that she has had through all of this.
Can you tell that Melissa's feeling good enough to come down from Dallas back to her hometown of Bryan to catch a little Aggie baseball?
You know, I feel physically good. I will tell you, though, that I think my baseline for feeling good is much different now. I think that my good is probably some people's, like, down. But from where I went,
yeah,
I'm good. Starting to get to live life again. For so long, I was isolated, and I couldn't do every little things, like go to a grocery store, go to a movie. And I'm living in Dallas and have my own life. I work as a front desk clerk in an elementary school, which I love. It's given me kind of a year to be back in the school system because I am a teacher and to heal. And next year, hopefully, I'll go back into the classroom. And it's still unbelievable to me how far I've come.
So Melissa Ruffino's biggest passion is living. Her other passion still remains, the bone marrow registry.
I've made a very, very good friend in the hospital. We just have kind of connected both young women who got a disease that really affects older men. So we've become very close. And she has since relapsed and actually doesn't have a donor. And so that's very real to me for the fact that I had 75 people that could have possibly been a donor and she can't find one. And so still my fight is as strong as it was for myself. You know, this wonderful woman, a mom of a little girl who has to try other methods because her best, surest way of a cure is not possible to her. So, yes, please go get your cheek swab. Get into the registry.
The Bone Marrow Foundation's website is bonemarrow.org. And that is a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Nest with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Nest, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs, from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Mr. Downs is still with us. He's decided to stay just for a few more minutes. They have apparently found, a piece of Earth's original crust has been found in Canada.
What, we remodeled?
there's one part they didn't get pulled up, yeah. But apparently so. It's 4.3 billion years ago this chunk of ancient crust showed up.
What?
You know what else is found?
What?
Tom Brady's jersey.
Did they for sure?
It says that Houston police traced his jersey to Mexico, and it's been recovered with the help of the FBI and Mexican authorities.
Wait a minute.
This was tweeted this morning, and this is from the Houston Chronicle.
We can sleep safely again.
Are you telling me the Texas Rangers didn't do that?
I doesn't mention them, no.
I'm just saying. We had the Texas Rangers on the job.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You love him, you love him.
You really think this is the right thing for us to be doing, Ivana?
What do your people think?
Let them talk.
Donald.
Ivana. It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal?
Yes, we eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first.
Introducing stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut. With a ring of cheese baked into a totally new, thinner crust, you'll want to eat it the wrong way. Crust first.
May I have the last slice?
Actually, you're only entitled to half.
Large.
That's after they were divorced.
How old is that? 4.6 billion years old?
Late 1980s. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump doing a Pizza Hut commercial.
See, I caught the subtle way you tied in an original piece of the Earth's crust with a Pizza Hut pizza.
I didn't mean to interrupt the flow with the Tom Brady jersey story.
No, that's a bigger story, though, actually.
Yeah. bigger than hashtag subtle segue, yeah.
Yeah, actually, finding a piece of the Earth's crust is a pretty big deal, but people really would care more about Brady's jersey.
Almost as important as that piece of the Earth's crust that sort of had a up thrust out there on Highway 60.
Oh, yeah.
I got a text from Lily. She said, yeah, you bump into my guys at night with drunk drivers, we're going to build this road out of Legos.
And he hung his wife out to dry. I mean, he just said that. He attributed that to her.
Well, I don't want the phone calls.
Well, I understand. Yeah, you just say, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, Mega Millions, $140 million on Tuesday night. Powerball, $155 million on Wednesday. You won't win, but that's okay. An artist is getting flack for an anti-Trump billboard along a Phoenix highway.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, but the words artist and anti-Trump, what are the odds? What are the odds?
The billboard features a frowning Donald Trump pictured in between, dollar-shaped swastika signs and mushroom clouds.
What's the mean time, the average time between the discussion of Donald Trump and Hitler showing up? Like 20 seconds now?
Probably so. That's way too long.
Karen Fiorito, an artist, said, quote, I think a lot of people are feeling this way, and I'm just trying to express what I think is on a lot of people's minds.
Oh, she has absolutely no think involved. It's what she feels.
Something that really concerns us was this idea of a dictatorship where things were going in a certain direction. End quote.
What has changed? What has changed?
Yep.
Well, and we get to hear him every day
now.
Yeah.
Every week. I mean, we thought that that wouldn't happen, that eventually it would fade into...
It's like that piece of the original Earth's crust. Isn't every piece of dirt we have
a piece of the original crust? Like, there's not new crust.
Yeah. 4.6 billion years old. What isn't? The ocean is 4.6 billion years old.
You're right. Yeah, that's it. And, you know, every piece of sourdough bread has a little bit of the original sourdough in it, too.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family owned and operated Savchek Service Center down from the post office in College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got a week full of temperatures in the 80s. It's going to be 86 on Wednesday. Imagine that. That's and today's just the first day of spring, so you got that going on for you. But it says a 70% chance of rain on Friday. We'll see if that happens. On this date in 1916, Albert Einstein published his theory of relativity. Okay, that's all we got. All right, we're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station.